From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The news yesterday that Tiger Woods needs season-ending surgery was a jolt to a lot of sports fans. And it's all the more reason to savor his final performance of 2008 at Monday's U.S. Open playoff. Many people did savor that moment. As NPR's Tom Goldman reports, Woods' sudden-death playoff win wasn't just compelling, it was a communal sports experience.
They paused at the New York Stock Exchange. CNBC reported that trading dipped almost 10% Monday during the U.S. Open playoff. Across the country, at a high-tech company called Mentor Graphics outside of Portland, Oregon, Charlie Brow paused on his way to get lunch.
As I was walking by the TV, there were approximately between 20 and 30 people watching Rocco Mediate and Tiger Woods compete in the playoff.
As Tiger lines up a birdie.
Charlie Brow says standing with that group of workmates around the big screen watching the NBC telecast was like being next to the green at the Open.
As soon as the Tiger or Rocco got ready to make the shot, it would become silent. You know, it's almost like someone was in here with a sign saying quiet.
And then when Tiger, I guess on 18, when he sank the putt that would get him, that tied him, yeah. Right, what was the reaction?
There was a roar.
There's the birdie he needed.
From coast to coast, in workplaces and bars and restaurants and other places where people can gather, they did. And they watched in record numbers. ESPN televised the first part of Monday's playoff, and the network said it was the most watched golf telecast in the history of cable TV. Golf websites reported record traffic. Beyond numbers was the buzz about Tiger versus Rocco. Emails and text messages, phone calls, breathless conversations. Did you see it? Could you believe it? Syracuse University professor Robert Thompson teaches about television and culture. He measures this kind of shared experience with what he calls a cultural rating. For Monday's playoff, Thompson says that rating was sky high.
What's interesting about it is this wasn't the Super Bowl that we kind of have planned all year long that we're going to do. This was a golfer. This was a genre of sports that we don't normally think of as having this huge, undifferentiated mass audience.
In the early 1980s, the audience began splintering when cable gave us choice and variety in what sports we watched. Since then, it's taken very special moments and individuals to glue our distracted, divided culture back together. Tiger Woods hobbling on a wounded knee, narrowly vanquishing an appealing 45-year-old foe, was one of those moments, says Robert Thompson.
In an odd sort of way, the way people gathered around the TV set at work and at home and everywhere else to watch Tiger Woods was not that unlike the way they gathered around the TV set in July of 1969 to watch a human being land on the moon. The idea that we wanted to be kind of witnesses to this event.
Performing astounding feats on a golf course may not exactly be one giant leap for mankind, but as he rehabs his injuries the rest of this season, fans surely will miss Tiger, and the business of golf will miss what's called the Tiger effect.
When he plays in tournaments, they sell more tickets. Ratings and TV go up sometimes twofold. Or threefold.
Charlie Kammerer is publisher of Golf Magazine and the website golf.com.
If you look at the five spikes we had in the first 4 months, all of them were related to Tiger.
Kammerer says the industry hasn't yet quantified how much will be lost. He says now it's up to the media to tell the great golf stories that haven't been told because of the focus on Woods. Only one story, though, is sure to generate buzz. When's Tiger coming back? Tom Goldman, NPR News.